Next up is going to be LD 636. The hearing is open. LD 636 is an act to encourage the purchase of local foods for public schools.
That one's mine, Senator. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. All right. So this is LD 636, an act to encourage the purchase of local foods for public schools. This bill does a few different things. It changes the name of the fund from the Local Produce Fund within the Department of Education to the Local Foods Fund. It increases the maximum state match for the purchase of produce or minimally processed foods to $7,500, and that is from $1,500 per SAU in fiscal year 21 to 22 and subsequent years, or $10,000 from 2000 per SAU if the SAU sends a food service employee to a local foods training administered by DOE. It adds to the types of eligible foods, value-added dairy and protein. It adds foods that are peeled, sliced, refrigerated, or frozen to the types of allowable minimally processed foods. It makes clear that all foods purchased using the fund must be grown or purchased in Maine. And it allows for food to be purchased from local food processors and food service distributors. The committee heard testimony, a significant amount of testimony in favor of this bill. The committee heard no testimony against the bill. The committee did hear testimony neither for nor against. And I just did want to point out that the department had recommended including language regarding protein that is minimally processed. If you look at the bill as drafted, it's a little ambiguous as to whether the descriptor minimally processed applies to protein. So I think the recommendation was to make it clear that minimally processed would apply to those that addition of protein foods. Information requests. So it was asked what food safety measures would be required if the program were expanded to include meats and dairy. So the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry has a very extensive food code. And I have a link here to their website. There are very detailed rules for the inspection and processing of different categories of foods, including meats and proteins. And so these foods would be subject to those rules. Again, you can review the specific requirements for different types of foods on their website there in their regulations. I did include a link to the bill, a link to the current statute, and I copied and pasted that right there. Also wanted to just make a note that in the 129th, the maximum state contribution was raised, that should be fiscal year 19 to 20, not 29, from $1,000 to $1,500. So a small increase last session. Also included some links to background information on farm to school programs. There's an article in County Health Rankings. There's a handbook, which is has a lot of really detailed and good information, published by the National Farm to School Network, as well as Vermont Law School. There's a link to that. The USDA has an Office of Community Food Systems that also promotes school lunch programs and partnerships. I included a link to that website. And also a link to the National Farm to School Network, which works to build farm and school partnerships. Link to that as well. So the fiscal impact for this bill has not yet been determined, and that is what I have for the committee. And I'll stop sharing so that you can see each other.
Thank you. Any questions? I see Senator Woodson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sam, can you define local? What is considered local for, say, a school district in York County?
So that's a good question, Senator. Local isn't defined. I think within the context of the bill, local essentially means within the state.
Okay, good. Because I was just thinking, you know, if we wanted to buy broccoli, Not a lot of big broccoli farms in Yawk County, but there are certainly in Rustic County. Okay, thank you. That answers my question.
Representative Salisbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just going over again some of the information that we received, I thought it was really from the different school nutrition directors that were talking to us regarding some of the local local produce funds that are left unspent and some of the buying power and the opportunities that it allows them to sort of expand their purchasing power and the items they can purchase. I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to support local farmers and to allow the food school nutrition directors to really do the things that they do best, which is finding some great food opportunities for their students. More comment, not a question, I guess.
Thank you. Okay, this is work session, they're allowed. Senator Vitelli, good morning.
Good morning, Senator Rafferty, members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. Let me see if I can start my video. Sometimes I have not a very good internet connection, but it seems to work this morning, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you for considering this bill. This is an initiative that I'm very excited about. I can add just a little from my understanding of how this works, and then if you still have questions, you may indeed need to go to the financial or fiscal experts at the Department of Education. But my understanding of how this works is that school systems are essentially reimbursed at a rate for food that they purchase from local producers. So it's a subsidy to their overall school budget. And what we're doing with this legislation is increasing that as an added incentive for both more schools to participate because it will be worth more, and also to encourage greater use of purchasing of local foods. Adding in the protein, I think, will expand the range of foods and the range of producers who can be supported by this effort. My understanding again is, and it's was stated by Mr. Beasley, is that there is already an allocation in place for this program, the fund, and the idea is let's make use of that fund. It's been sitting there. We want to make sure that schools use it. We may learn over time that the fund is not sufficient for everybody to participate as much as they like. But at the moment, what we're looking at is a fund that is underutilized, and we want to make sure that it is put to good use, both in terms of feeding our kids and in supporting our local farmers and producers. So that's what I can add to this conversation. If there's a need for greater detail, you'll probably have to go to the people who actually look at the books. I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Thank you very much.